Or is inside.
Ninety-6.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Even look at Roseanne. I called her yesterday. Look at her ratings. They were unbelievable. Over 18 million people. And it was about us. They haven't figured it out. The fake news hasn't quite figured it out yet.
It was the sitcom the president touted just 2 months ago. But a racist rant on Twitter by Roseanne Barr prompted executives from ABC Entertainment to give the show the axe. This comes during a perfect storm of issues about race in America. We are talking about this issue today and all of the issues surrounding it. My guests are Dr. Greg Carr. He is the chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department, and Unique Jones Gibson, creator of Because of Them We Can. We are talking about Roseanne and race in America. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Dr. Carr, always good to see you.
Always good to be here, brother.
And Unique, thank you so much for joining the program.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Unique, let me ask you first. Are you surprised at the events of today surrounding this Roseanne canceling?
I am not surprised by Roseanne's comments. It isn't the first time she's referred to a black woman in this manner. She actually referred to Susan Rice the same way. So I'm not surprised by her. I am surprised by how fast ABC took action. Even though it's a black woman at the helm as the president of ABC Entertainment, I didn't expect it to be that swift. And so that was surprising to me.
Why not?
A welcome surprise.
Why not?
Just because you see suspensions. Well, first of all, because it was on air in the first place, and we all know the type of person Roseanne is. We all know the type of comments that she made in the past that really just back into the narrative that she is a racist person. So the fact that they even gave her a platform to reboot the show, they knew what they were getting. And so the fact that they snatched the show away that quickly was surprising, because they gave her the platform in the first place, knowing she was already this person who she proved herself to be again today.
Mm. What do you think about it, Dr. Carr? Are you surprised at how this has happened?
No. It's pretty much knee-jerk in my book. I would agree with Sister Jones Gibson in the sense that they gave her the platform in the first place. If she hadn't tweeted, she'd still be on the air. So, I mean, there's that. But once she tweeted, you're talking about a company, and, you know, the parent company is Disney.
Right.
You're talking about $9 billion they're projecting in advertising for the fall, and Roseanne's show was the centerpiece of their campaign for the fall. But, you know, when you've got Fox rebooting Tim Allen with Last Man Standing, when you've got the grifter in chief saying us, meaning what? He's referring to that demographic as if he's part of that poor white or white working class demographic. You know, Disney looks long range. I mean, they've got Doc McStuffins. They got Shondaland. Now, it seems like they've run Kenya Barris and Blackish off to Netflix. But that notwithstanding, they got a lot invested in non-white demographic. This was probably a very smart move for them. Let's cut it out before we have a week of a boycott or 2 weeks of a boycott. And next thing you know, we got a PR problem. Let's just nip this in the bud right now.
But let's talk about, for those who really aren't familiar, let's go over exactly what happened and kind of talk about this timeline over the past 24 hours, where we had this tweet from Roseanne Barr's Twitter account where she says Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. And that may seem to those who may not be politically inclined, you wonder who VJ is. But as it came out, she was talking about Valerie Jarrett, who was the key advisor to President Obama, his economic advisor, his domestic advisor. She was she's the person who was with the Obama administration the longest. Yeah. And they go way back.
Chicago days.
Exactly. Back to Chicago. Then, of course, we had Wanda Sykes, a comedian, consulting producer, who quit the show on yesterday. She tweeted today she won't be back for a second season. And, of course, Roseanne Barr deleted the tweet. She apologized, called it a joke, said it was in bad taste. And, of course, the show was canceled today. ABC Entertainment called Roseanne's tweet abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we decided to cancel the show. Roseanne lost her agent today, and as WHUR News reported just a few hours ago, after reaching out to MGM National Harbor, their officials sent an email back to me saying that Roseanne, who was expected to perform at MGM in October, that show was canceled.
Well, it's also terribly convenient, isn't it? If Roseanne Barr can be elevated and eliminated after she was recruited to do exactly what she's been doing, then perhaps, they can point at her and say she's the problem. But here's the other problem. Tonight in my hometown of Nashville, campaigning for Republican Marsha Blackburn running for United States Senate, Donald Trump is going to speak. This time tomorrow, Harold, you might be on the airwaves talking about what he's going to do. Is he going to douse himself in the gasoline of what Roseanne Barr said and set himself on verbal fire by backing her tonight? But let's not forget, Roseanne Barr is back on television because Donald Trump has unleashed this genie. If you can localize it to her and say, we've gotten rid of her, we've gotten rid of her. Well, what exactly did that accomplish? That's what I'm trying to, beyond we feel good for a news cycle.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Roseanne Barr issue. The show canceled today after Roseanne's racist tweets and all of the issues surrounding this. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Unique, I want to ask you, what is the argument for supporters of Roseanne and supporters of Roseanne Barr who say that that is the whitish to the show Blackish?
I mean, it's an ignorant argument. Mm-hmm. It's one that, I mean, it is what it is. It's an ignorant argument. And so it's one that I wouldn't even try to validate, because Blackish doesn't demean other people in order to promote themselves. Mm-hmm. Blackish doesn't put down other races, religions, ethnicities, or anything like that in order to boost their ratings. And so it's really about, entertainment. And Roseanne crossed that line, and she has many times before, and it's going to be a costly lesson even for ABC. I mean, the money that they stand to lose from an advertising perspective is not anything that you can just not acknowledge. It is going to be significant, and that is the ramifications of empowering a racist. And if anything, even if there is an event going down with number 45 in Tennessee tonight, I think that if anything, what this event should show us is our power and our responsibility to keep the momentum, to put pressure onto people in power, to put pressure on organizations and brands and networks and media to actually do what's right. And if anything, we should do what's right when it comes time for the midterms, and actually put a lot of other individuals out of office who resemble and who believe in the rhetoric and the views of a Roseanne Barr or a number 45.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the cancellation of Roseanne, the comedy show, the hit comedy show, after racist tweets from its star, Roseanne Barr. Lines are open. Let's go in. Let's talk to Pop. Pop calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Pop. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling to say, first of all, that what happened to Roseanne, I believe, was an accurate response by ABC, and what she did was over the top. So I wanted to get that out. But my second thing is, once again, we seem to be having these shows where we keep priming black people to believe that they're victims, and clearly they're not. Racism is not incessant in America, despite what the media might tell you. And that's the problem with the media. They don't provide any context. They just home around and they just search for one incident. Once they get one incident, They run with it.
Well, hold on, Pop, because you've been on this program before.
I keep begging.
I know, and you and I got into it the last time you were here, because you talk about one incident, which brings me, and I'm going to let you hold on, but I'm going to keep your sound down, because I need to have Dr. Carr share some knowledge with you, because this issue isn't just a Roseanne issue. This comes on the same day as Starbucks shutting down stores early, some tens of thousands of employees getting racial sensitivity training. But people like Pop say it's just one thing, and that the media is clouding this issue. Help me out with this, Dr.
Of course, it isn't one thing. I'm glad you raised that, Harold. Starbucks has had their stores closed today because their bottom line is being hurt by this. The world is 9/10 non-white, and they can't open up Starbucks in China. They can't open up Starbucks in Africa or anywhere else, or for that matter, in this country, and continue to abet this type of racialized behavior. Let's not forget that in Disney's log, when they had their last shareholders call, they didn't even bring up Roseanne. That's how little bit Roseanne profits figure into Disney. The problem they had that they cut off today was they don't want to be perceived as being racist. Nobody does. And Donald Trump may be bulletproof. He'd go out and have a full-throated embrace of Roseanne tonight and get away with it, because the deeper problem is systemic racism. That's what we're facing. So, no, of course, this isn't an isolated incident. Roseanne should have never been on television in the first place. And guess what? Kenya Barris is leaving ABC, going to Netflix. There was one of his shows that he was not able to air, and they thought, well, maybe this is pushing the envelope too far. What do you mean? It's not anti-white. We're talking about racism. ABC said, I'm not trying to go that far. Finally, one other thing, when you look at what ABC is talking about now, you're looking at a situation where Roseanne Barr, in episode 3 of that of Roseanne, this television series, the first season, they're on this couch asleep, she and John Goodman, her husband. John Goodman wakes up and says, oh, we missed all the shows about black and Asian families, meaning blackish and fresh off the boat. Roseanne replies, yeah, they're just like us. Now you're caught up. Meaning what? They've been playing with fire, man. Wanda Sykes have been playing with fire with these people. You cannot abet this type of thing. If you do, this is what you get.
Pop, thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Roseanne cancellation by ABC Entertainment and Roseanne Barr. When you talk about a fall from grace, depending on in whose graces she may happen to be, a lot of things happened today with Roseanne Barr. And not to put too fine a point on it, but I definitely wanted you to talk about this as well, Unique. Your thoughts about the Starbucks situation and how all of this is kind of this perfect storm of racial issues today.
Yeah, well, I would like to point out that Starbucks closed after their morning rush, so they didn't necessarily close all the way down today. But I think it's just emblematic of a bigger issue, right? We have, the country is full of people who don't see the humanity in other individuals and who, you know, believe that it's okay to be racist without calling it out for what it is. And I think that companies like Starbucks do need to do things beyond a PR stunt to make sure that they aren't empowering these types of individuals to push their own beliefs when they extend their arms beyond the counter from a customer service perspective, or when they're engaging with the public or people that they might not like. I also think that you said something about Dr. Carr said something about Trump. I think that it's potentially dangerous what he might say this evening, because when you look at how he got involved with the NFL issue, and now we see, you know, fast forward months later to the stance that the league took in general, that really just backs into a lot of the things that he said months ago about people not being able that they shouldn't be able to kneel, or if they kneel, they don't belong in this country. And so I'm really curious to see how his conversation pivots to what's going on with Roseanne and how that could potentially impact, these media companies' ability to act on their own, because you have a president who really just abuses his power when it comes to influence in that direction.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about racism, Roseanne and social politics, lots of racial news happening today. Stephen, calling from Germantown, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just want to kind of piggyback a little bit on what Pop said. I can kind of understand what he's saying, the sensitivity of the black community can kind of be a little bit too much, but also to kind of piggyback off of what the host said about what Trump's going to do tonight, I do believe he's going to use this to kind of piggyback off the NFL protest, national anthem, kind of the whole black-white issue. And I think it's kind of playing right into the narrative that Trump wants.
What do you mean by that? I mean, shouldn't African-Americans be sensitive when you're talking about African-Americans protesting, using their platform, prominent African-Americans in sports, for example, using their platforms from you know, Muhammad Ali and on and on and on to the NFL players now. Why shouldn't they be sensitive to that?
I can certainly understand being understanding using that platform. I'm not just trying to discredit what they're doing. I'm just saying how it's going to play out in the mass media aspect. Trump, he got to give him credit. He knows how to use the media as work. He makes a narrative, and that's what sticks. Right, just the national anthem protest, you know, all that disrespecting the flag. Everybody knows what they're standing, what they're doing. Hmm. But, you know, to his base and his people, he's going to use this to kind of try to, I guess, bludgeon, you know, I guess the other side, as I said, the liberal Democrat deep state agenda.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stephen, thank you. I will say before we go to a break, if you don't remember, Roseanne Barr did what some would consider disrespecting the national anthem at a baseball game many, many years ago.
1990.
Grabbing her crotch and spitting from the mound. I wonder what those who would support her and not support those NFL players would have to say about that. Stay with us. We're going to take your phone calls. Do not hang up. We're going to take them at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio, WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we are talking about the Roseanne Barr issue, her hit sitcom canceled by ABC Entertainment today because of racist rants on Twitter. My guests are Dr. Greg Carr. He is the chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University. Also, we have with us Unique Jones Gibson, creator of Because of Them, We Can. If you have a comment, if you have a question about this issue, about Roseanne, about race in America, the Starbucks issue, hey, Dr. Carr, dare I say the issue regarding the NFL and them barring players from kneeling during the national anthem, that's not old news. That was last week.
That's right.
And so if you want to talk about how all of these things intersect, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cheryl, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm really pleased that you're having such a vibrant dialogue about this issue. I'm sorry that this continues to be an issue for us. My question is, I'm just curious, what did Ms. Jarrett say or do that prompted this blatant racist attack from Roseanne on her? Like, was there already beef between them? I don't know. So I'm curious about that. The other thing I wanted to say is I also noticed that Starbucks didn't miss that morning rush with shutting down their stores. I would have been very impressed if they had stayed closed the entire day. But, you know, it just goes to show, at least they're doing something. And I was pleased about that. And lastly, I want to say about ABC's response. I was impressed also with the swiftness of their response to shutting down Roseanne's show.
I would argue, Cheryl, and and you know, Unique, you can certainly share your thoughts about it, that the Valerie Jarrett attack may not have been an attack against Valerie Jarrett so much as it may have been an attack against President Obama, because as we discussed earlier, Suzanne Rice had shared Roseanne's past tweets comparing her to an ape. Of course, all of them connected to the Obama administration. Your thoughts about that?
I think one of the challenging things is the question is always, well, what did we do, right? What did we do to cause that visceral reaction or that ignorant response from another person who we already know is out of line? And the reality is all we're doing is existing, right? We're just living. We're just trying to do things that we know we were put here to do. And this is why you have so many people yelling out like Black Lives Matter, is because that's all we're trying to do. And how people respond to our joy, our happiness, our ability to get things done, our ability to thrive is their prerogative and it's their issue. And I would argue that Valerie Jarrett probably did the same thing today that she did yesterday. She woke up and she went out as a Black woman and did something amazing. And somebody else who thinks smaller of her than she thinks for herself decided to attack her. But that's something that we see not just on a Roseanne Barr level. That's something that happens on the corporate level. That's something that happens in the community. That happens all too often, and it's not what we do. It's their issue. It's their prerogative. But we're just doing what we were put here to do, and that's one of the things that we continue to yell out and to fuss about, because we're just trying to exist and we're just trying to do God's work, and other people are the ones who, you know, have those issues.
What do you think, Dr. Carr? Why Valerie Jarrett? This tweet was specifically directed at Valerie Jarrett. It wasn't at all Black women, but it was directed at a highly respected Black woman.
That's the thing, a woman in position.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a couple of things. I think Roseanne was involved in another Twitter rant with her brand. I mean, let's not forget that she has live tweeted from the stage when her a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about this in terms of ABC. But she had come after, she had attacked Hillary Clinton's daughter, Bill Clinton's daughter, saying she was married to somebody related to George Soros. It was kind of an attack, it's being read as anti-Semitic, although ironically, Roseanne Barr is Jewish. So I think when she combined the kind of Muslim swipe with the Planet of the Apes swipe, it was, I think, more of the point of entry was Islam. And remember when she responded, she said, oh, Islam is a religion, it's not a race. But then it's like, nah, but you said ape. If you go back, there was a debate on CNN between her, Ted Nugent, and our friend Cordell Belcher, the pollster. You hear Ted Nugent say, I vote for Roseanne Barr to be the prime minister of Ghana. And then he said, is this Planet of the Apes or CNN? The ape metaphor is very deep in the DNA of racists. They always want to call Black people monkeys. And if you notice what's happening now on social media, now they want to attack Bill Maher because they say Bill Maher is always calling Donald Trump an orangutan. He's calling him an ape. But here's the critical distinction. The ape metaphor is a racialized metaphor used against Black people. And the reason it was used on Valerie Jarrett, I think, has less to do with Valerie Jarrett and more to do with the Obama administration. She had attacked the Clinton administration. Then she was lining up the Obama administration. And that fits very comfortably in the rant.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for your question. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Deborah calling from Northeast DC. Deborah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Doing just fine.
I just want to say that I have never seen such swift justice for us, for Black people, when ABC fired her butt for saying that. And my other question is, I wonder if Trump, you know, do y'all think Trump going to call her now?
Trump is bulletproof. Of course he is. He can't help himself. Of course he is. By this time tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what Donald Trump said in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. But here's the thing. Is it justice for Black people, or is it Disney and ABC making sure that they don't get lambasted by supporting open racism, even though they put her back on the air? Why do I say that? Let's be very clear. Roseanne came in number 3 in last year's ratings. Number 1 was the NFL, which we need to talk about a little bit more. Number 2 was This Is Us out of NBC. The demographic's very different. Number 3 was Roseanne. They are appealing to that shrinking demographic, these so-called working class whites. But what happens if you embrace someone who is now coned fully racist overtly? You run the risk of messing your money up. Because let's not forget, I'll say it one more time, Kenya Barris
is leaving ABC.
And Kenya Barris, of course, the young actress, incredibly talented from Blackish.
Blackish, the showrunner of Blackish, the black showrunner. This isn't Shonda land where you can, you know, have the relationship with the white man and put all the Bill Withers and Nina Simone underneath it. This is Blackish. And he, first of all, they wouldn't let him show one of the episodes. So he moves to Netflix. By the way, Kenya Barris and his wife just gave $1 million to Clark Atlanta at their commencement last weekend.
And Deborah, thank you so much for your phone call. I want to talk a little bit more about what this may mean specifically from the optics and the entertainment industry. Okay, so Unique, we've got Channing Dungey. She was appointed or named the president of ABC Entertainment back in February of 2016. She's not been there very, very long. The shelf life for executives, particularly African-American executives in positions like this, is very, very short. From your perspective as, you know, as a black woman, what is her tomorrow going to look like?
I think she'll be challenged, right? I think that she'll have people praising her, and I think she'll have people who are also challenging her. But whether she was black, Asian, or, you know, white, what she did was the right decision. And it sets the tone, a much needed tone, from ABC's perspective, and it should signal out to other individuals what will and won't be tolerated. This is the same, you know, comes from the same network who suspended Jemele Hill for her comments about the NFL protest. And so I think that they had to act this swiftly, and they had to, she had to take that stance. And I think that black women and people, in, quite frankly, who disagree with Roseanne's stance will really support her. But I think she'll be, you know, it's hard being a black woman in position, period.
Well, and I think that's the point that I was making. And I would argue that it does matter whether she was black, white, or Asian, because I think she will be scrutinized not just by the masses, but particularly for black people, because
she will,
because of the position that she's in.
My point is, either way, her decision was right. However, you're right. As a black woman, to be in power, a black woman in the workforce, period, is hard. But to be a black woman in power is extremely difficult. And so I do think she'll be attacked. And I do think that's when she's going to have to really just lean on her village, lean on her support system, because it's not going to be easy. Because what she's done is really, you know, I think it's a unique situation, right? When have we had a situation like this where you've had somebody who has garnered the ratings, had the mind share of so many individuals speaking out in this way, and then you had someone, you know, Valerie Jarrett is a black woman, you have a black woman who comes over the top and then says, not in my house. Like, that is a unique situation, and so I don't really think there's a way to predict it, but I think it's going to be difficult either way. But she seems like such a bad black woman that she'll be able to handle it, but it won't be easy.
Dr. Carr, do you think that Roseanne, the reboot of Roseanne, was ABC Entertainment's attempt at finding a niche? We've seen over the past decade or so, and you just mentioned Fresh Off the Boat as it related to looking at Asian culture in a sitcom. We've seen sitcoms that take a look at Hispanic culture, obviously black culture. Was this the unmentionable niche, the subtle or overt racist working class white niche that maybe had been talked about, but prior to this, folks were trying to figure out how to make money and appeal to that group?
Well, they weren't trying to, Harold. I don't think they were trying to figure out how to make money. I think they've been making money all along. Let's not forget, ABC is the network of Monday Night Football. And let's not forget another guy from where I'm from, Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for some football with his racist remarks and rather other things? In other words, they've cultivated that network. They've cultivated that demographic all along. Let's not also forget, let's go back 30, 40 years to Norman Lear.
I was about to ask, All in the Family?
All in the Family. No question. And in fact, ironically,
for those of a certain age,
that's right.
Look,
you need to Google that one.
And let's not forget, interestingly, that CBS used that as a jump off point to give birth to a number of black sitcoms, whether it be Good Times, whether it be The Jeffersons. All in the Family becomes the conduit out of which those kind of things emerge. So I guess what I'm saying, well, Maude, actually, they tried to do that. That's where Good Times came from. But let's get to the point. ABC realizes they can continue to make money. They just had an overtly racist moment. They're trying to protect that brand. Tim Allen is the one that gets Roseanne Barr back on television. But they've still got football. They've still got, and I'm so glad that Sister Jones Gibson brought up Jemele Hill. I mean, look at ESPN, another Disney property. They have whitewashed it. Keith Olbermann is coming back. They got rid of Jemele Hill, broke that up, and now she's over at the Undefeated. In other words, they just don't want the overt racism. But I think it's pretty clear that demographic is not in any danger. In fact, one of the other ABC shows tweeted out today that we do working class comedy too. Come watch us. They're already cannibalizing that audience.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Roseanne Barr situation, the cancellation of Roseanne, the highly rated hit comedy, just canceled today because of some racist tweets by the main star, Roseanne Barr. And let me say, and I think we would be remiss if we did not mention this, that many people, and this was reported earlier via network, were trying to distance themselves from the show even before today. CNN was reporting that some of the supporting cast members, as well as some of the writers, were talking to their professional friends, their agents, as well as some of their personal friends. How do I get out of this? How do I distance myself from this without being blackballed? Is that a reality, Unique, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you had Wanda Sykes who, quit. You had one of the supporting actors who had her agent call to quit on her behalf. And when that agent made the call, they notified them that the show had already been canceled. I think that, there's only so much you can take. And blackballed or not, those individuals' reputations were hanging in the balance. And, I mean, look at it now. Not only was the show canceled, but you also have the crew, you have the other cast members who are being impacted, and then you had all of the reruns that were looping that were just canceled as well, which is, of course, going to impact all of those past stars' residual checks. And so there are so many people who were, I think, trying to really just salvage the relationships that they have already and salvage the fan base that they have in order to be able to potentially pivot to something else in the event that what happened actually went down the way it did today.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sharice calling from New Jersey. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle, I'm on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about the cancellation of the hit comedy series Roseanne and the racist tweets of its main star, Roseanne Barr. Let me go back to the phone lines. Sharice, calling from New Jersey. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for having this discussion. I think we need to keep engaging in these discussions. But more importantly, I wanted to commend Starbucks and I want to commend ABC. But besides that, I want to be clear from a standpoint of being an advocate who's very vocal, who's on Facebook, who's speaking all the time about the subject matter. This is not a time to become complacent. I think what's happening with us as a culture, as we're playing this kind of very conservative role with how to address some of these things. And what I mean by that is that we're not necessarily talking enough about it or speaking up enough about it. And I feel as though every time we take a step forward in situations like this with ABC or with Starbucks, we somehow get a little comfortable. And my reference is specifically to the fact that with this NFL situation, we are not angry enough. We are not speaking out enough about that. We are not coming forward united and saying, whoa, what is going on here, and pushing back. Now, what's going to happen later on, I think, again, is Trump is definitely going to go with his rhetoric and his BS and all the stuff that he does. But what I'm asking and I'm imploring your listeners to do is consider that this is yet just another test. It's another test of what we're going to do next.
Okay.
And how we're going to respond next.
Okay. Thank you so much, Charisse, for your comments. Your thoughts about that. Briefly unique, because there's another phone call I want to get to and another topic related to this I want to bring up. Your thoughts about what Charisse just shared.
I think it's impossible to be complacent in Trump's America as a black person. I just think it's impossible. Now, how we mobilize and get things done, I think, are things that we're still trying to figure out as a community. And I think as far as the NFL, we have to, the season hasn't started, right? So that's one of those times will tell type of situations between the players and the supporters to see how that pans out.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tyler calling from Bowie. Hey, Tyler, how are you? What's on your mind?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You're 12 years old, right?
Yes, I am.
So what is on your mind? What do you want to share with us about this?
I want to share that I think that now that Donald Trump is in office, white people aren't afraid to come out with their racism publicly. I think that he is taking advantage of his role as president, and he is not using it properly.
Interesting. Now, how did you come to that conclusion?
Because, like Roseanne Barr, I think that most white people are thinking that now that Donald Trump is in office, they can say whatever they like and they may not get away, like, caught with it.
Well, Tyler, I want to thank you so much for calling.
Come to Howard, Tyler. I'm going to try to make it 6 more years. I need to see you in my class. She is together.
Out of the mouth of babes,
yes,
they say. Tyler, thank you so much.
That's how ABC made, that's why ABC gave Roseanne the platform, because that's with the climate that we have, they thought that it could soar.
Yes.
And so Tyler's so on point.
And Tyler, we salute your family as well for really promoting the kind of intellect that you have. You're a smart young lady, and as Dr. Carr says, who knows?
We're looking for you.
We're looking for you. thank you so much. And here's another point that we were discussing offline, and I wanted to bring this out. One of the discussions that we were having as we were putting this show together is the role that Wanda Sykes was playing in this unique, in that she publicly left the show. Wanda Sykes is black. She is outspoken. She has a sharp tongue. She talks about issues of race all the time, not only politically, but also in the entertainment industry. She is gay. She is married to a white woman. So you have all of these factors here. Do you think that if she had not stepped forward, that this would have happened as quickly as it had, or even not at all?
Oh, I think it would have happened either way. I also know that she publicly left the show. I didn't know that she made the announcement that she was publicly with the show, though. So for me,
yeah, that's true too. I don't think a lot of people knew that she was with the show.
Exactly. So I think it was convenient, right, for her to say, I'm leaving the show. I was a consulting producer, but I never heard her make the announcement that she was on the show. And so for me, it's more so like, well, why is this announcement important when you didn't really broadcast the fact that you were actually on the show in such a big way? I think it's because she knew at the core, it was already a problematic thing. But at the end of the day, you know, she was getting a check.
That's
and
right.
So for me, that's the conflict, the internal wrestling match I'm having with her announcement, because I don't recall one when she joined.
Is this a watershed moment when it comes to the entertainment industry? Dr. Carr, we've got Roseanne, we have the NFL, and I consider that not just sports, but obviously in the entertainment industry. Sure. We have our Harvey Weinstein in court last week, the issues of sexism. Can we tie all of this up together, or is this moment just fleeting?
No. This country's demographics are never going back to when it was founded as a settler state. This thing is coming apart, brother. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it's not going to look like the past. Weinstein's lawyers are going to put Hollywood on trial. He's going to say this is how they've done business for 100 years. And it's going to reveal a culture of race and gender that people probably not prepared to have a conversation about. That's going to look very different than the 100 years before it. When it comes to the NFL, they just want our boys to run up and down those fields. But guess what?
You can run, but you can't kneel.
But these young cats are saying now, I read today, they're telling the NFL Players Association, some of them, we're going to stop paying our dues. Why? You haven't defended us. So this thing is heating up. And when it comes to Roseanne Barr, oh, no, we're not going back. I agree with what Sharice said. We can't be complacent. And I also agree with what our sister Unique Jones Gibson has said. It's hard to imagine being complacent. Meaning what? Now is the time to step on the gas. You know, Starbucks, ABC, Disney, they aren't doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because the demographics are changing. And you can't keep running white supremacy out in front of us. We're just simply not going to take it in the same way. Our struggles have always been consistent. We've always struggled. But the struggle's going to look a little different going forward.
Should, and I'll go back to the question that I asked in the beginning of this conversation, because I was looking at one of the network mosaics of commentary that we saw after this announcement was made. And I dare say that the divide appears to remain the same, where you had the black reporters, the black commentators, Unique, just kind of shaking their heads and saying, well, we told you so. And yet you had some of the white commentators just kind of shrugging their heads and trying to twist themselves into knots to undefend this situation. Is it going to change anything, Unique?
Here's the thing. If I'm a racist and I don't call out other races, then I can remain comfortable about who I really am on the inside. Right. And I think unless we see other individuals who don't look like us calling out people who are, committing such acts, such as your Roseanne Barrs, I think things will stay the same. The reality is we need allies across the board, and we need people to be advocates for us and for what's right. And until they get uncomfortable, it's usually when it really impacts them in a way that's the flip of how it impacts us, do we really see them speaking up and standing out. It's the same way that you see the difference between the response with the kids from I believe it's Parkland, Florida, and some of the Black Lives Matter activists. It's different when the shoe is on the other foot. The response is different. The people are more receptive. And so I think that we definitely need more allies. I don't think it'll stay the same, but I think it's going to really require pressure from both sides.
You know, a final thought that I can share with you, it just occurred to me when this happened, of course, Roseanne Barr, who we already know what her history is, when this happened and it began to affect her bank account, and the bank accounts of the people that she stars with, or starred, past tense, on this show with, she apologized. We saw the same thing last week with the attorney who went on that racist rant when the Latino workers at the fast food establishment were speaking Spanish to each other, not to him, but to each other. He went on this racist rant. He got caught, and then it began to impact him. He apologized. Do we ever get to a point where people look in the mirror and see that they may be wrong or racist or prejudiced before they get caught, Dr. Carr?
No, I don't think this is really.
There's no lesson in that, no teachable moment.
They're apologizing because they're being hurt. And again, I think about Malcolm X. You've been had, took, bamboozled, run amok. This isn't about whether people feel sorry or not. This is about whether people feel pain or not. Martin Luther King got in trouble when he started talking about economic pain, redistributing the pain with boycotts and this kind of thing, selected by poor people's campaign. I really don't care. I tend to be a First Amendment absolutist, freedom of speech. But here's the problem. When we keep spending our money with these folks, when we keep giving our resources to these folks, that's when we buy into our own oppression. Let's just break the thing and they can feel how they want to feel.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Dr. Greg Carr, Unique Jones Gibson, for this really spirited conversation. And I'm quite sure it's not going to end here. But thank you for sharing with us, both of you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, May 29th. I'm Harold Fisher. Going to be off for a while. Going to celebrate a birthday this coming weekend. So I'll see you all on the radio next week. But don't forget, you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.